Hello, and welcome to our midweek message. I'm in Psalms chapter 23, probably very familiar territory for you, but the idea I want to share with you tonight from that chapter, Psalm 23, is though I walk through. The verses, verse 4, chapter 23, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Yea, though I walk through. I wonder if you have found yourself in something you would consider the valley of the shadow of death. Maybe your own pain, suffering, difficulty, hardship. Could be your health, finances, maybe a family member, maybe your own children, your own marriage. Like I said, if it's your health, it could even be your very life. Though I walk through, but I want you to see in that passage, that verse right there, that the Father's intention is that you and I, his children, those whom he shepherds, will, in fact, walk through. The valley of the shadow of death is not a place of permanent residence for you, even if you have been there few months, a few years, a few decades, God forbid 40 years. He does not intend for you to stay there any more than he intended for the children of Israel to stay in the wilderness when they would not go into the promised land and had to die off one by one. His intentions were not that they would stay in the wilderness. It's that he would prepare a people that would be ready to receive the promises. And this is still his heart for those whom he loves in Christ Jesus. For those that have come to him by faith in Christ Jesus, his intentions for us is though we walk through. Even though we are walking in the midst of hardship, difficulty, whatever it is, his intentions is to walk through. Now, the temptation there is to begin to look at other people's journey, other people's possessions, other people's accomplishments, and say, if I only had what they had, then my walking through would be so much easier, maybe non-existent. What I need is what they have. But to forfeit what God has for you and begin to dream and desire and covet after what other people have is only to prolong your visit in the valley. For when you do that, you, like the children of Israel, end up just wandering in circles. Because you see, other people's possessions or other people's accomplishments are not what God has intended for you. And so if you go after what they have and chase that, then you're not walking your path out. And if you're not walking your path out, you're just circulating inside the valley of the shadow of death and wondered why we're losing heart, wondered why we can't hear God or we don't relate to him the way we used to, because we're not walking through. He intended us to walk through. The troubles, the difficulties, he will use them for our good. He may, in the case of some in Scripture, even allow them for our good. But it's not that we would permanently stay there. It's so that we would walk through and find our comfort in his protection and his guidance, not in the lusting after other people or other things, only in him. So are you in the valley, struggling there? No doubt I cannot fully relate to what you're struggling with. My experiences may have been similar, but not identical any more than you could relate fully and completely to how I'm struggling. For the circumstances are not identical. But to say I understand the struggle that I get in a valley you can't seem to come out of, and looking around at everybody else's, saying, wow, what they have looks a little better. It's not. It's not because you have a good, loving, heavenly Father who is your shepherd, and he will walk you through. So, you find yourself there? It might be good to remember that the Lord is your shepherd, not you. The Lord is your shepherd, not your neighbor, not your spouse. He is your shepherd, and he will walk you through. Keep stepping. And when you can't step, just pray. That still works. Lord bless. I hope you have a wonderful week. This has not much to do with our Sunday morning message, but seemed like the thought for the day. So I hope it's helpful to you. God bless. Have a great week.